Kabul has its prettier parts, but the building that most captivated me was that of the Afghan Ministry of Transportation, a modern structure with gaping holes for windows showing charred interiors and popped over entirely with bullet holes. Apparently it has been in that condition for more than a decade. Similar landmarks are plentiful enough so that you never forget where you are, in one of the world's most desperate war zones. But there are more sides to the situation here, as the head of the Afghan mission of the Czech charity People in Need, Jan Stjepan, told me in their Kabul courtyard, where we spent a few hours in conversation over tea and under a sky full of helicopters.
Afghanistan, from the side that we see it, which is areas which are relatively safe, very remote villages, is not as dangerous a place as it might seem from the European perspective or how Western media portray it, because mostly you would see tanks and battles and, you know, U.S. Army and other armies in down in south, Kandahar and Helmand. And we don't go to these areas. We try to be very careful. We select carefully where we go to. So it's not as dangerous as it looks like, really.
Not as dangerous as it looks, but that is because it truly looks extremely dangerous. Danger is simply a very relative concept in Afghanistan. You are safe in a place because no foreigner has been kidnapped there yet, because no outward conflict has happened there in years, or because no recent intelligence has shown that you are in direct danger. As I was told by People in Need before leaving for Afghanistan, you could walk around for 5 days and probably nothing would happen, but the sixth day something well might. Meanwhile, Czech humanitarian workers have been walking around Afghanistan since 2001, and so far so good, thanks at least in part to Abdul Rahim, who handles security, among other things, in the People in Need office in Mazar-i-Sharif.
Actually, we did not face any problem directly to People in Need so far, I mean, since I'm working. Only in our working area there was a general problem, like a sometime attack against the police a few days ago. There was a rocket attack to police post in Kishinde area. Just only a short area we call, we cannot cross that area. We can, but probably there is some problem, we guess. That's why for contingency plan or for our safety and security, we restricted that area until situation should become clear for us. So that's why probably we will have a meeting with the community, with the elders. Then we can again open that road and use. But our mission did not stop, our operation did not stop, and it's working as usual. Just we, instead of this way, we are using different way or different route to access the operation area.
This spirit of optimism is prevalent when you speak to People in Need's employees about security, and I believe it is genuine. It comes from a specific sort of that kind of thing happens bravery that the denizens of war zones are instilled with. There is no reason to expect that they will be attacked or kidnapped, and that is the primary reality. That it does in fact happen is entirely secondary. Project areas have literally gone to hell, like the province of Baglan, where People in Need has operated for many years. They know the people, they constructed a school of agriculture there, trained the teachers, and constructed the water system for the provincial capital. But the generally souring security situation in Afghanistan of the last 6 years or so is taking Baglan with it. Veteran People in Need employee Amirzada Ahmadzai.
In the province of Baglan, where we have a central provincial office and three field offices, the security situation has worsened so much that there is open warfare daily. Just today I got a message that an operation is underway there because opposition fighters came and attacked the provincial police force. The same is in the north, in areas like Kishinde and Zare. The roads there were absolutely safe. Now there are focal points of real unrest there, and we have to adapt accordingly.
People in Need has had areas like Paktia where it has been forced to abandon all hope and leave for safety's sake. It was only in Kishinde that I saw a glimpse of the Afghanistan I'd expected to see, the one with danger around every corner, in the warnings of these policemen and onlookers who stopped us from going down the street in the town of Zare.
Taliban is there, yeah? So can we go this way, or no?
No.
No, okay, fine.
It is just as likely as not that the policemen were joking about our walking into some Taliban ambush. Afghan humor is often as black as the country's terrible realities, and at the end of the day, we never did see what was at the end of the street. The day after this conversation, 5 UN workers were apparently carjacked in Baghlan. There was no trace of them found, no one claimed responsibility, and no one asked a ransom, all in the province where 4 German soldiers had lost their lives the day before. This attack, like most attacks, was blamed immediately on the Taliban, who have a patent on pandemonium in the Western media, but there are many other groups involved in the nationwide upheaval, to say nothing of groups of criminals and local armed conflicts between families or communities over resources or something else. Amirzadeh Ahmadzai has been with the Czech mission for longer than anyone else, and has watched the violent evolution of the situation from an initial state of peace and welcoming in 2004.
Afghanistan wasn't such a dangerous country when we first came here. It has gotten much worse in that regard. Even as foreigners, we could openly be among the people in the high mountains, like in Paktia. The locals greeted us with dances and drums, making speeches, so we weren't afraid. But nowadays, in those same areas, not only am I afraid, but my employees, who are locals, are afraid to work there. People in Need's mission here in Afghanistan has had to make detailed security rules that we have to adhere to. In the beginning, we didn't have to deal with anything like that.
You will not hear the details of those rules here for obvious reasons, but suffice to say there are a lot of them, and getting the rundown is a powerful reality check. Where did a good thing go so bad is the question of the decade, not just in terms of Afghanistan overall, but in the regions where People in Need has been making close connections for the entire time. If anyone in the world has a worthwhile opinion, it is Amirzadeh Ahmadzai, and I would summarize it as a widespread air of exasperation on the verge of desperation.
I think there are different reasons. Everyone could answer differently. This fighting has been going on for a long time. The mood of the international community working here has changed. They're getting worn out. People are tired of the government and its corruption. They've been waiting 9 years for something to change, but it doesn't. The Taliban's activities have increased. Lots of young men have nothing to do, no work, and will work for the Taliban for a pittance. Afghans expected better relations with Obama and the closure of Guantanamo prison, which didn't happen. To the contrary, there are more troops and more of a will to resolve matters by force. And the history of Afghanistan shows that, unfortunately, the use of force doesn't do any good.
All of that being said, you do feel safe in the north of Afghanistan. The markets are full of people in Mazar-i-Sharif. Their merchants and passers-by of a dozen ethnicities are relaxed and friendly, full of humor and goodwill. The media is roundly attacked here for a love of enmity where there is amity, too, in abundance. There is a sense of security in Mazar-i-Sharif that is better than in many an American city, the obvious difference being that one never knows where they are on the whirlpool sinking into open war.